Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Prayer Army on the Blog Talk Radio. And I'm your host, Ambassador Dr. Julie Hagan. We're here, yes, to just worship the Lord in a moment. We normally did with the prayer cells, but right before we go visit the prayer cell, let's just have a word of prayer, and then we're going to read a few scriptures for today. Heavenly Father, we just come today. We just say thank you so much for a brand new month, February 2016. We give you all the glory and all the praise. Thank you for allowing us to see this brand new day, a day we've never seen before. We thank you, Father, for all you do, for all you give. Now bless in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless, oh God, everyone under the sound of our voice. Bless the families. Bless those that are sick and shut in, those that are experiencing bereavement, those that are struggling, those that just need a friend, need hope, need, oh God, hallelujah, to experience life. For you have come that they may experience life and experience it more abundantly. And Father, we thank you. Now just have your way. And we thank you. We call it done in Jesus' mighty name. The book of Psalms chapter 1, the first division of the book of Psalms. Blessed, please get your Bible and read along with us. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We thank God for the reading of Psalms, division of Psalms. Now, as you have your Bible open, please turn with us now to the book of Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels. To understand a proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood. Let us lurk privily for the innocent without cause. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall find our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us. Let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them. Refrain thy foot from their paths, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood. They lurk privately on lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and he refused. I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. Also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil. We thank God for the reading of his word, the book of Proverbs, chapter 1, and the first division of the book of Psalms. May it be a blessing to the hearers. And at this time, the prayer altar is prepared, and we're just going to enter in, hallelujah, and take the prayer requests that have come right now, and we're just going to pray a general prayer over all of the requests that has come in. The Bible lets us know that if we know that God hears us, then we also know that we have the petition for whatever we are requesting of the Lord. Whatever we ask God for, we know that it is granted because we know that he hears it. But the important thing is we must know that the Lord hears us. Oh, bless his wonderful, glorious, and magnificent name. And we know that we have an audience with him. We know that he hears us. We know that he is listening even now. So we're going to pray unto our God. Father God, we come right now. We come happy because we're blessed. Oh, Lord God, hallelujah. We come happy. Father, according to your word, we don't walk according to ungodly counsel. We don't hang out with sinners or sit with scorners according to the prayer. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Lord, we delight to live by your principles, and we love to meditate in your word. Lord, glory be to God. We give you praise. We delight in your law. Lord, we delight in your law. Your law is our delight, and we say thank you. Lord, you watch over the path of those who do right, according to your word. You watch over the path of everyone who do right, according to your word. And we want to thank you for it. We are so grateful to you for being mindful of those who have chosen you. Father, how you look out for those in a particular way. How you love and you care for your very own. We give you praise and we thank you. And we receive your word now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and we thank you, hallelujah, for how you are helping each of us to learn and to obey your requirements so we will always know what to do according to your great message to us in the book of Proverbs. We thank you, Lord, that you have given to us all wisdom so that we need all the wisdom that we need. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Lord, you won't be impartial in it. Glory be to God. But you will give us all that we need. And we say thank you. We are so grateful to you on this day. We offer up to you, oh God, hallelujah. Glory be to God. Unlimited praise, unlimited thanks, unlimited gratitude. And we thank you for what you're doing. We thank you because you listen to us as a father. Glory to God. We thank you for being a father to us and listening to us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for helping us to resist temptation and not give in. Father, we thank you for what you're doing with your people as a whole. We thank you for what you're doing, even now. Lord, for the many families that just need you to touch them right now, glory be to God. For those who have been caught up into snares that have turned them into their own addictions, Father, we pray right now that you would deliver and set free. And we thank you for it right now. We thank you for it right now. We thank you for your healing anointing. We thank you for your deliverance. We thank you, oh God, for making ways out of nowhere. We thank you for the peace anointing, bringing peace in the midst of confusion. We thank you now, Lord, hallelujah, for just pouring out your love and allowing love to flow from heart to heart and from breast to breast. We thank you now. We thank you for that anointing that destroys the yoke, the anointing, hallelujah, that sets the captive free. We say thank you. Thank you for your word, hallelujah, that you sent to us today. Hallelujah. First division of Psalms as well as the first chapter of the book of Proverbs. We receive your word. We receive your instruction. We delight in you. And as we delight in you, we are so excited to have you to delight in us. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you from the depths of our heart. All praise is thine. All glory is thine. All honor is thine. All esteem is thine. Excellent is your name. We extol you, Almighty God. We worship you. Hallelujah. And we thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Now, Lord, bless those that you're using right now. Thank you. Bless everyone in the sound of our voice. And a special blessing to those, oh God, who are our founders of this platform. Oh God. Hallelujah. That you've used them to create such a platform so many people all over the world can tap into, hallelujah, and be a blessing to so many others. Now bless them, Lord. We know their sacrifices, hallelujah, glory be to God. It had to be a test, but we thank you for the victory. Continue to bless them and bless their families in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, God. We thank you, God, for these men that you've used to create this platform, hallelujah, that we can be heard and we can share all over the world. I pray for them and I pray for their families that you will bless them in a special way. And we thank you for all the listeners in the name of Jesus. And we send forth the blessings of Almighty God. Bless in the city, bless in the field, bless when they come, bless when they go, bless their bodies, bless them with good health, bless their families in the name of Jesus. Bless, 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 and it is so in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, amen. For those of you who would like to make contact with us, simply go to the email, hourof@aol.com. Our, H for Harry, for one, U for Unity, R for Richard, O for one, F for Frank, hourof@aol.com. God bless. We love you all. And until tomorrow, should the Lord say the same, have a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye-bye.